Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. There could be a rematch for Georgia's 6th district seat in the 2020 election. Republican Karen Handel announced today she would be running for the same seat she lost last November. Handel briefly held the 6th district seat after winning a special election in 2017 to replace Tom Price. But Democrat Lucy McBath flipped the district after a close race in the 2018 midterms. Georgia State Senator Brandon Beach also announced his campaign to challenge McBath earlier this year. President Trump's declaration of an emergency in pursuit of a border wall at the U.S.-Mexico border means money set aside for other defense construction may go to the wall instead. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, that includes a number of Georgia projects.
The Georgia military projects that could be put on hold by the Department of Defense to help build the wall totaled just over $250 million. Topping the list is the $99 million earmarked for the Cybersecurity Center at Fort Gordon near Augusta, one of the biggest pieces of economic development in that city for some time. Projects across every branch of the military except the Coast Guard, from air traffic control to vehicle maintenance bays, fill out the list. There's no guarantee that the projects will stall. A note on the list from the Department of Defense points out that should the president's 2020 budget pass as delivered to Congress, none of the projects would lose funding. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Pollen is coating nearly everything outside in Georgia. It's spring, so that should be no surprise. But this year may be worse than usual. GPB's Cindy Hill explains why.
Pollen season is an annual occurrence in Georgia, but this year it arrived earlier and it's more intense. Dr. Bruce Finkel says he's seen it trending that way in his 24 years of treating asthma and allergies in coastal Georgia.
With the weather getting warmer, we are starting to see springtime pollen earlier, and our pollen season is more protracted.
And it's not just the warmer temperatures impacting pollen. Increased carbon dioxide levels are making plants grow faster and produce more pollen. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.